Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQUEEN.com. That's SEOQueen.com, and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. So today I'm excited because today's guest is a mother, artist, educator, disciple, coach, chief visioning officer, and founder of In Spirit and Project, a choreographer, a dancer, a world traveler, a jet setter. What do you call mothers of entrepreneurs?
You know, we always hear the term Renaissance men, but I think there are Renaissance women.
Just Renaissance woman, and just an all around just a fabulous spirit. I could tell you so much, but we're gonna stick to business today.
Let's do it.
I want to introduce to some and present to others, Crystal Brown. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Z.
Great. I'm so glad you're here. Sister CEO. So glad you're here. I love listening to your stories and looking at your pictures from the retreat that you recently hosted.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of this month. Yeah. I think that's just so powerful. What you're doing is empowering people to envision.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Giving them permission to dream.
Exactly. Right. Because that's where it all starts. And that's the first thing that gets shut down.
Right.
Right. Right.
Going back to that childlike
possibility.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Like when we talk about vision, you know, I'm known as the vision coach. When we talk about vision, most of the time my clients get stuck at the question about what would they love. And because no one's ever asked them that. They ask them, what are you good at? What do you like? What do you think is possible? What should you do? Right? What is success? Right? And most of the time when we're looking at success, we're looking at a bunch of boxes that we can check off that are not about growth and acceleration. They're more about accreditation. Right? How can we say and validate the knowledge that people think is worth something? So, you know, I've gone through several iterations of my own creation, right? I've been an artist. I've been a dancer. I've been a professor. I'm a CEO. I'm a community activist, all of these things. And what we get to is that people start to think, well, you're doing a lot, but it must be hard to juggle. And I tell people every time they say that to me that I'm not a clown. I don't juggle. All of this is a part of who I am.
Right.
I am actually transferring my two core values, love and trust. I don't do anything I don't love, and I don't work with people I don't trust. Into each medium and manifestation of being able to get people closer to their freedom.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, as an artist, specifically a dancer, I've had to convince people a long time that my job is real. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a real job. You can eat off that. You make money off that. Oh, I've always heard that artists are starving. And I go, well, probably someone's starving. They're not making great art. So I guess not. Right. And so giving people the permission, even through my life story, to be able to
You're a dream. Fabulous dancer, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just have to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, thank God. I mean, I did it for 30 years. I've been doing it for over 30 years, right? So thank God I'm good.
I mean, you just move like, wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But even that, right? Like, to be an amazing dancer, most people don't understand that you have to be so good at emptying yourself out. Right? You have to be such an empty vessel to be used by a technique, a choreographer who has an idea, you have to be ready to be malleable, right? And when we think about like being an entrepreneur or growing into something new or growing a new business, it doesn't start by being an expert. It starts by being a malleable vessel. Because the idea is implanted in the vessel, right? We know this from, you know, different spiritual methodologies like Taoism, that it is not the vessel. It's what the vessel has the capacity to hold. And as entrepreneurs, as artists, as visionaries, you're holding something. You're holding a big idea. You're holding a big truth. You're holding a vision that other people can't see yet. And in order to do that, sometimes you got to be so empty that you could be filled with the idea. And once you get filled with that idea, you and I know you're unstoppable.
Right.
Once I know that the vision is clear, that I've like moved all of my fears out of the way, all of my limiting beliefs out of the way, I've gotten out of my own way, and I'm so full of the clarity of the vision, nothing can stop me.
You know, it took me a while to get to that point where I was so full of the vision that I was able to just go full speed ahead.
Right. It takes a lot of us that time, right? Because the world and the other structures that we've been great at.
The boxes that we check.
Right. Yeah. The ways that we've been taught success and the proficiencies that we've been accredited in will keep us stuck in doing good and not doing ourselves.
Right.
It's the same thing.
So true.
Yeah. And I, you know, I work in education, right? But I get it that education is so general, whereas coaching is very specific. Right. So we get this kind of general knowledge all the time. And it keeps us in a zone of excellence, right? Like Cal Hendricks writes about this in the Big Leap, right? The zone of incompetence, competence, excellence, and genius, right? And so my job with artists, entrepreneurs, and executives in transition is to get them out of that excellence zone so they can at least touch their genius. And if they touch it once, they can work themselves out of their excellence into their genius full time.
That's powerful.
Yeah. It is. It changed. That's what true freedom is.
Right. Is what if you have more than one genius?
That. But see, that's what I'm saying. When people ask me, oh, you do a lot, you juggle a lot. My genius can manifest in many different ways, but it has two baseline core values, love and trust. Right.
That's powerful.
I started dancing by accident. You know, most people don't know. Yeah, most people don't know. I got dropped off at the wrong place in a carpool. I was supposed to be going to a piano lesson, and my best friend's mom dropped me off at a dance studio and was like, I got to get back to work. Just wait here for your mama. Right? Like, and I was just waiting there while I watched my best friend take a dance class. And then I just asked my mom, like, I really don't like playing the piano. Can I just do this instead? I know I got to have an activity after school. Can I just do this? That's how I started dancing.
And she said yes.
Yeah. After a while. It took a little. It took some negotiation.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. But
my son did the same thing with me. I was set on basketball. And he's like, Mommy, I want to play soccer. And I finally signed him up for soccer.
Exactly.
After a few months.
Yeah. So that's how it happened. And then I started getting attention for it. Right? You and I talked about earlier, like I was in pageants, like Junior Miss. I started getting attention for
it. Wait. Hold up.
Yeah.
So you did America's Junior Miss.
Yes.
So this is something I've never shared on my podcast.
Okay.
That I was a beauty queen.
Exactly.
I did America's Junior Miss too. I was the Long Beach Woman of the Year.
There you go. Yeah, right?
So what city were you the Woman of the Year for?
Kinston's Junior Miss.
Oh,
it was
wow.
in 1996 or 97. Yeah, and it was a big uproar.
Wow.
Big uproar in our town because I was only at that point the second black Junior Miss ever to be crowned. And so people like called the school the next day and told people I had a criminal record and that I didn't deserve the title. And, you know, it was one of those things that really, yeah, but early on,
that's
right?
Wild.
Yeah, right. But early on, it showed me the power of change and people don't like change.
Yeah.
Right. So there had been a young woman who had been groomed her whole life to take this title and I was upset.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so when things shifted, I started to understand, you know, a lot more about what it meant to be a black woman. Right. Like, you know, like sometimes you have to step into roles that doesn't matter if you're ready for or not. And you have to like own it. And after that, you know, being that first black person in that role, then I was I think first black dance major at UNC Greensboro to be honored with the Distinguished Alumni Award. I was the first black woman at Middlebury College to be tenured, right? So it just kept building. So, you know, we talked about this earlier, how the preparation of your life, right? Mary Morrissey says, the content of your life is the curriculum for your evolution. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you get that, when you can look back and put the lesson plan together for the next part, so you don't repeat the same lesson over and over.
Right.
Right. We don't need to be in 13th grade for our whole life. Right.
Right. Exactly.
When you can look back and start to say, okay, that was the pattern I was stuck in. That was the thing I kept doing. How can I shift and get a different result? So right. I started noticing, okay, there's a lot of first here. The first are usually equated to my blackness. The mm-hmm. first have something to do with me being an artist or a different type of thinker, a thought leader. Mm-hmm. And so how am I going to then transition what I know mm-hmm. and what I would love into something that allows me to be first for me? Mm. Right? What allows me to be first in my own mind, not checking off anybody's boxes, not looking at my blackness, my womanness, my single motherness, my none of, right? Like looking right. at what I would love, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love is to build ideas, turn imagination into reality, and love on people.
Oh, wow.
And there could be a lot of coaches that say they love people, but I really love people. Like the messiness of it, right? All of it. Like I love to see somebody transform in front of me. And I've been doing that since I was 14 years old, teaching dance, right? I've seen the mechanism shift mm-hmm. between someone who says, oh, I got two left feet. And by week three, they're like, oh, I got it. That's, mm-hmm. it's intoxicating. Right. If you know anybody,
you truly have a heart of a teacher. And yeah, a coach.
Exactly. Truly. Right. It's like, and that's what I've been doing since I was 14 years old. Right. And I just had to notice that it could have been the art. It could have been the day. It could have been anything. But my real love is anything I get to do in front of and with people mm-hmm. and that they feel different at the end. Right. This kind of soul conversation. And and it's so magical to me. You know, people love to see me dance, but it's a soul conversation.
Soul conversation. Yeah. Tell me more about that. How is dance a soul conversation?
Well, because it's really not me that you're watching. Mm-hmm. Crystal, in her kind of like humanness, mm-hmm. can't affect you. Mm-hmm. Right? But when people see me dance, like they light up. They mm-hmm. want to get close. They want to talk. Right? That's not me. Mm-hmm. Right? That's something that I can't control. That's the soul connection. Right?
Right.
And so when people talk to me like, oh, I really love to see you dance. I go, no, you really love to see the God in you. Because it's not me you're watching. You're like, oh, that's joy. Mm-hmm. And I like to attach myself. I want to be a part of joy. Right? Oh, that's light. I want to be close to the light. Right? It's not about the dancing at all. Right? Huh. It's about light recognizing light. Right? You know,
okay.
Many people love to go to yoga. They say namaste, but they don't know what namaste means. Namaste means I honor the light in me that is the light in you. Mm. And if we actually meant that, then mm-hmm. we'd be connecting with people on a whole different level.
So true.
Yeah.
So I'm a musician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I play violin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask you,
yeah.
like when you, the spiritual aspects of dance, mm-hmm. can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So a lot of people.
Expound upon that.
Cause of course.
Because, you know, I look at dance as dance.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's
but
like.
But I look at music as more of a. Spiritual. I'm biased. So.
Of course.
Enlighten
but,
me.
But, you know, it's, I would say, you know, bias mm-hmm. comes from what you practice.
Right.
Right? I mean, we have this in our religious, spiritual communities all the time. Right. Are you this or are you that? Well, I don't do that. We do this. Right? All that. Mm-hmm. But what we're really saying is there's a higher frequency that when we move ourselves out of the way and mm-hmm. give ourselves deeply to a practice, then mm-hmm. the practice helps us transform into our higher selves. Right? When you're playing music, mm-hmm. you're on a whole other plane.
It's not me playing.
Correct. Which
it's
is what
not.
I'm, which is like, what I'm saying.
Because that's what resonated with me right. because I know what that feels like.
Exactly.
I know what that feels like.
Yeah. And when people who aren't artists mm-hmm. come and work with me, that's what they feel when they touch their genius zone. Whether it's making food in the kitchen or they canceled everything that day and were just watching their child play basketball. They mm-hmm. feel that, right? It's a whole other level of consciousness. It's a different awareness that allows you to put love first.
Right.
Because we know as artists that we didn't come out of the womb doing this. It took so much time to get proficient to a level that we can be so free with it.
Right.
Right? Practice enables freedom. Transformation comes one transition, one step at a time. That's why my coaching practice is called Steps and Stages. Right? Mm-hmm. It's one step to the next stage, another right. step to the next. You don't get there overnight.
You have to build a solid foundation.
Right. And it's about practice. And
if you don't have a foundation, it's hard to build anything on it.
Anything. right? And so when we talk about building a vision for a mm-hmm. company, for a lifestyle, mm-hmm. we got to first lay a firm foundation of who are we while we're doing this? What are the things that could pop up? Like on the inspection report when you buy a house, what are the things that could pop up and take this whole thing out? A crack right. in the foundation,
right?
A leaky roof, mm-hmm. poor electrical, mm-hmm. septic, mm-hmm. all of these things, like septic backup. When I think about that, I think of my clients building visions as houses, mm-hmm. and all these things are so fundamental, right? Like when we think about a septic system backing up in a house, that's toxicity. Right. That's all the anger you never got out from before. And it's going to show up as soon as you get close to the brink of transformation and take you out. Because you don't have that in the budget. You don't have enough energy in your budget to deal with it. Right? When things are going well. Right? So when we talk wow. about this, for me, it's such, it's not just metaphorical. Mm-hmm. Right? I address every aspect of my clients' lives.
So I want to know. Yeah. So you talked about toxicity.
Yeah.
When you're building foundation mm-hmm. to manifest your vision
yeah.
as an entrepreneur, whether it's an artist, executive,
anybody, yeah.
whomever. Mm-hmm. What are the other foundational aspects that need to be in order?
Yeah. You got to befriend your fear.
Hmm.
Right? Because people like to say, oh, I'm anxious, I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm excited. It's all the same frequency. It's all the same emotion.
You know what? That befriending your fear is real, because for the longest time, mm-hmm. I had anxiety about sales.
Yeah.
I'd wake up some days, I was like, man, am I going to sell anything? This was mm-hmm. what I used to think.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that.
No.
Anymore.
No. Right, because you can take that energy that was causing your anxiety.
And put that towards action.
Exactly. And what happens to most people is that they hold on to their anxiety.
You know, when you worry.
Yeah.
You get stuck in this suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Not moving stuck. Forward, not moving back. You're just stuck.
Stuck.
Spinning.
Yeah.
That's not helpful for an entrepreneur.
It's not helpful for anybody.
True that.
It's
true
unhealthy. That. We are all meant to evolve and grow into something greater. Mm-hmm. So whenever we're stuck, we're not befriending our fear. We're mm-hmm. not trusting the vision. We're not taking steps towards.
You're not showing love towards yourself.
Exactly.
Because when you're like that, you're just like, you're doubting the gift and the vision that's in you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what else?
You know, I just think, you know, when we talk about...
part of a good foundation.
What else is part of a good foundation? So befriending your fear, you just named it, right? Mm-hmm. Self-love. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those terms that's thrown around kind of flippantly these days. But self-love is really not just like, oh, I take myself for a mani-pedi. That's self-care, right? I don't even
self-care
like...
Self-care is different than self-love.
Exactly. But I'm saying we get them confused in this
you
day and
what?
Age.
I really wasn't practicing self-love until... late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe it. Most of us don't. It
took me that long to understand what that meant.
Yeah.
But I want to hear from you.
No, I hear exactly what you're saying, right? And so we actually, in our practice, don't even use the word self-care. We use the word soul care.
Soul care. Right? Oh, I love that.
Right, because self-care for us feels like a reaction or an end of your rope type of response.
It's not thorough. It's just it's about the physical.
Right.
It's not about the spiritual, the mental, and the, it's like the whole
exactly.
aspect. So you mentioned Taoism,
mm-hmm.
and you know I'm Christian, but yeah. I study Hermeticism and a bunch of different
yeah.
Spiritual modalities. So I just wanted to know, like, how have you tapped into spiritual laws, universal
yeah.
spiritual laws
yeah.
to manifest yeah. your visions over the years?
Well, you know, I think, Z, all of us come to this place in this life with a core question.
Mm-hmm.
And my core question from the earliest time I can remember is, how do people find God?
Mm.
And I have studied every world religion.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Buddhism, Taoism, the African diaspora in terms of Orisha, Santeria, and Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I've studied them in
right.
a way that allows me to understand how they're all connected.
Right.
And what the core tenets are. Islam, like everything,
mm-hmm.
right? So when I came back to Christianity, right, because I'm a black woman from the South, I was born into the church.
Child.
Okay. All right. So when I came
try to run from it, it's like it's in your DNA.
Right, right. So when I came back to the church after becoming someone's mother, my son was one.
Mm-hmm.
I came back to the church, I started to understand how they were all connected. Mm-hmm. And I could see, I actually had a deeper understanding of what the text in the Bible was saying. Mm-hmm. And I was no longer waiting on anyone else to tell me what it said. Right? I understood right. then what it meant to study.
Right.
Because when I was growing up, I was a cultural Christian.
Right.
Which meant Bible study meant you went on Wednesday night, talked to people, somebody gave you an inspirational scripture, then you
right.
left.
Right, right.
Nobody opened the Bible for the rest of the week.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right. So I then understood how to study and correlate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, one of my practices was to take the 81 passages in the Tao Te Ching and find them in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I used to cross-reference those all the time. And be mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, when you're talking about the void, you're talking about the beginning of sight, the beginning of understanding, the fear mm-hmm. of God. I
right,
get it.
Right,
okay.
Right.
right. Going back and forth. So that helped me deepen my practice as a in even that, right? Like even in mm-hmm. the language I use, I borrow it from Buddhism. I call myself a practicing Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I have not arrived.
Right.
None of us have gotten there. Right. So
right,
my meditative
right.
practice is steeped in Buddhist practice.
Mm-hmm.
I study biblical text and mm-hmm. I live from vision.
Right.
Right. So.
Yeah, I think that's like really powerful because, you know, when I was growing up, there was a lot of questions that
mm-hmm.
I really just didn't even get a satisfying answer
yeah.
to.
Yeah. An answer at all.
Right. And, you know, as I've gotten older, and just study, I mean, that I see the common thread
mm-hmm.
through faith, all these faiths.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some differences, but I think when it comes to, you know, just like gravity or, you know, force equals mass times
mm-hmm,
acceleration,
mm-hmm.
there are spiritual laws.
Yes, yeah.
That
yeah.
you cannot get around.
No, you can't get past the law of reciprocity.
No,
right?
You cannot.
You can't get past the law of
sowing and reaping.
You can't, right? There's just ways that we have to notice that mm-hmm. we have to become more responsible.
Right.
Right. And I think some people want their spiritual practice or their religion to take away their responsibility for their own actions.
Right.
Right. Their responsibility for not living out their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they want to blame things on structures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, we're walking a very fine line because there are a lot of people who want to put all their energy into the big fight and not fight the thing that they need to be fighting for themselves.
Right.
Right? And they don't want to fight for their own vision, but they'll fight
Jesus
for...
Jesus did tell people to pull the beam out of your own eye.
Right.
Before you start trying to pull the beam
right.
out of anybody
else's.
It's got to
be personal first.
And that's a lifelong pursuit.
Yes.
Self-mastery is no joke.
Yes.
It's no joke.
It's not a joke. No.
It's like...
No. No, it's not at all.
I think about all the work I've done
yeah.
sometimes, you know, for myself.
Yeah.
And personal growth.
Exactly.
And I'm like, man, I've done a lot of work. And then the reality is I just scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I just scratched the surface.
Right. Because we spent 30 years piling stuff on.
Ugh.
Piling stuff on top of the seed, not watering it.
Right.
Just piling stuff on top.
Lord
then
have
it takes
mercy.
It takes a focused awareness to dig it back out.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work, right?
Yeah.
That's and I mean with my clients, that's the beginning of the work, which
mm-hmm.
is why they can't answer the question, "What would they love?" Because it's been covered over for 30 years.
Right. That's incredible. So I really think, you know, the longer I'm in business,
mm-hmm.
the longer I do this.
Yeah.
You know, I really think it's important to develop that awareness.
Yes.
That self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I used to, I would say 3-4 years ago, I really didn't see mindset
mm-hmm.
as that important.
Right, right, right.
But now I realize that
yes.
it's the key.
It's the key.
It's the key.
It's the beginning to it all.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, I think about scriptures like, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus and
mm-hmm.
be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's like, I didn't take that serious when I was younger.
Right, 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 right. Because transformation at that time was so, when you're young,
mm-hmm.
you're going through so many transformations.
Right.
Right, that you can't name this particular point in your life as transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're not going to track the thoughts you're thinking in that particular moment. You're only going to track the result. And if you can even remember the result 10 years later to then go back and undo that pattern, that's already a deeper awareness than most people have.
Right.
As a dancer, right? As an artist, mm-hmm. what I've had to do is become hyper aware because it's my instrument is my body. Mm-hmm. I've been hyper aware for the last 35 years of like, is my toe down? Is my ear, like the smallest function, mm-hmm. right? And I've had to understand how those functions go together to create a result. Mm-hmm. Most of us don't do that with our lives, mm-hmm. right? We're like, oh yeah, I just eat chicken on Friday. It's fine. I'm, you know. Right. Next thing you know, we're 65. I don't know why I got gout. I've been eating all this. I've been eating fried chicken every Friday for 30 years. Maybe that's why you got gout. Right.
Right.
We don't track that part. Right. We don't track those things. Right.
Yeah.
We don't.
Self-awareness is very beneficial.
Yes. Yes.
So how can people contact you? How can they connect with you?
Listen, if people want to really start doing the work of creating their own vision and a life of true freedom, they can jump over to stepwithcrystal.com. That's STEPCHRISTAL.com and drop in your email address and we'll get back to you for a vision call. And you can always follow on all the socials at Life Steps and Stages. And if you're interested in seeing me move, at Brown Girl Dance.
All I know is that you are just too fabulous for me, child.
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Child, I'm trying to be like you. I mean, I'm just like, okay, that was so smooth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on my show.
Of course. Of
this
course.
Was definitely a plum pleasing pleasure.
Yeah, y'all look out for that violin dance collaboration with the SEO
Queen.
Oh, yeah,
look out
and
for
Life
that.
Steps and Stages.
Oh, yes.
Watch out.
We're going to make that happen.
Okay.
On that note, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift, make sure you go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen and book your complimentary strategy session so you can get more customers and clients without paying for expensive ad campaigns. Also, I want to remind you, as I reminded you last week, that on Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, in the beautiful city of Long Beach, California, on Ocean Boulevard, at the Long Beach Hilton is the Reach More Clients Power Conference, where myself, Dante Lee, the owner of BlackPR.com, BlackBusiness.com, and BlackNews.com, will be speaking along with Ira Dominus, who is a phenomenal, phenomenal intellectual property attorney. And the three of us are going to be helping you take your business to the next level. And I want to say thank you again for rocking with us, and definitely stay tuned for that dance and violin
All
collaboration.
Right, yeah.
And thanks for listening. Make sure you tap if you're listening to the podcast on the mobile app, on the Bashani Radio mobile app. Send me some feedback, record a message. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.